What a night.
Mm-hmm. That's a motherfucking ready and to go.
One. Yeah. It's 6 a.m. in Dallas. Or whatever. What is the drink?
5 a.m. in Philly. I can't believe y'all don't like that song.
I do not.
Meek was pouring his heart out on that track.
Who cares?
He yelled his heart out.
I wish he would take his own heart out.
Damn.
Bro, what?
What did he do to you?
I don't like
it. He can't get it back from Diddy.
Yeah.
So I feel like he had one of the worst fall offs of all time.
Meek Mill?
Yeah. Mm. He ain't been relevant in a long time. Like, it started with the Drake thing, and then what helped him was going to jail.
Did Drake kill his career?
No, he didn't. Because he went to jail and got back out. And when Jay-Z got him out of jail, that kind of helped his career. Because they made him, it was a big thing.
It did.
The reform and all that.
Yeah, the prison reform. And him, Kim K, and all them, yeah.
And then he found a way to put it back in the trash.
Right. He got back on a dirt bike or something. I don't know what he did.
He hit the back on a dirt bike.
Wild the Meek Mill. We will not tolerate any Meek Mill slander.
You really like Meek Mill like that?
No.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Yeah. That's one of the worst songs ever.
You think so?
Oh, for sure. One of the most annoying. I'll put it that way.
That shit, you taking that or Swag Surf?
I want both of them to die.
No, I'm just saying you had to pick one.
If I had to pick one, I'm going Dreams and Nightmares.
Okay.
It's because you should. It's catchy.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's the second part that fucks.
Why don't you like Swag Surfing though?
That is the
Justin is an unhappy nigga.
Swag Surfing is like the,
for the culture.
No, it's the modern day
Let's
Slide. Cha Cha Slide. Cha Cha Slide. Not Let's Your Slide still that's timeless.
Yeah, you can play the
Cha Cha Slide nasty.
Okay.
Cupid Shuffle too.
So
what's that shit you was doing in the ugly monkey?
The Tamia joint.
No, it was Tamar.
You said Tahina.
Come on, Tamar. That's Tamia.
They ain't Tamia.
It's not Tamar Braxton? Mm-hmm. No.
She.
Google it.
It's not Tamar, bro.
Google it.
It's Tamia.
She, does she sing for real?
Bro, she.
Don't they all?
Yeah. Do they?
I think all the
one Braxton's the star. Which one the star?
She made Kitchen Oven Mix or something. The star is Toni Braxton.
Unbreak my heart. I'm mad with
say you love me.
Yeah.
But not like. Yeah, Meek can go.
And Meek can go?
What did
it say? It said Tamia.
That don't say Tamia.
It does say Tamia line dance. All right,
Tamia, shout out to you and your line dance.
Yeah.
That's Grant Hill, bitch, right?
Are they sitting
there? Hey, relax. You know he's president of the Olympics.
He damn so.
Yeah, and we don't watch the Olympics.
Yeah, I do. Well.
What you want? I can see you watching.
Jamaican bobsled.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhythm. Hardy, hard.
My bad. What we
have? NBA Finals.
Man.
Hey,
I'm ready.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, what's all this?
NBA Finals.
What's all of this for?
Who y'all got in the finals,
that's
man?
The Mavs
and
seven.
Mavs and seven?
Mavs and six.
Mavs and six.
Is it over yet? Nah, I got Mavs too.
You really? Mavs. Really?
Damn, so I'm the only one think Boston gonna pull it out.
No. The Celtics not gonna win.
I got the Celtics.
Why you say that?
Because I just don't.
That white man. Celtics.
And him.
Luka problem.
Yeah. There's a kid going out coach.
That's my thing. Yeah.
Joe,
like,
what's his name?
Mizzou. Chris Mozzarella. I don't know. Yeah. Like, whatever that nigga name, man. Like, he just looked lost. He not look lost every game.
He do.
Man, like, it's stupid.
I'm going to tell you, he remind me of Eric Spoelstra. Eric Spoelstra be looking crazy.
But Eric know what
he's
doing, though.
Yeah.
Eric problem his eyes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Eric be looking like he on that smack.
I'm going to tell you, they got to find an answer for Porzingis.
They won't expect him.
They were not expecting, but he's still good though.
And yeah,
they playing for Grant Hill. Like, the game plan was for Grant Hill and limited minutes for Porzingis, and that nigga came out and cooked.
Yeah,
20 in the first quarter.
That nigga had like 18.
No, yeah, 18.
He hadn't even played 10 minutes. Yeah, it was like some wild shit. Yeah. That nigga was shooting from 40 feet out. Shout it was wild. Porzingis. That nigga. Here's the problem. Dallas big man can't go out there and guard him.
Nah.
That's the problem. Nah, that's the only what I'm saying. The thing is, they can go out and guard Al Horford or whatever. Yeah. But Porzingis is a lot more athletic than
Gafford and Lively. Maybe Lively.
He can't go out there.
Nah. He can't guard the space.
He can't guard. Like, maybe in a couple years, but right now, he's not built for that. But what's crazy is, on the other end, I think they can give him a problem. They just got to figure out how to make it happen.
Yeah.
And they started making it happen because they was getting Porzingis to switch on to Doncic, and Doncic was cooking him. But don't want nobody else doing anything.
Yeah.
So
Derrick White going for at least 16 next game.
I don't like the way he looks. If you talk about how he's supposed to look, I hate the way he looks. Yeah. That's an ugly motherfucker.
You look like Terrence.
Ray Crow.
T.T. Yeah, he look like Terrence.
Nah, that's a weird looking dude. But now he who the X Factor to y'all? Is it Porzingis?
It's Porzingis.
For me on the other end,
I think the X Factor is
Mark Cuban. When they get back to Dallas, like, it's gonna be Mark Cuban.
Is Kyrie too much of a star to be the X Factor? Because I believe he is.
Nah,
because
he not the...
Okay.
He not
the... It's Kyrie. Like, Kyrie, if the Mavs are to win, it's going to be because of Kyrie. Because Luka going to give you what Luka going to give you, but Luka alone can't do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Luka is going to... in the blowout, the nigga still had 30.
Who, Luka?
Yeah.
He had one assist.
He had 30, 10, and 1. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what it is, man? They got the best, like, guard stopper on their team, and that's what's fucking them up too. Drew has long been one of the best underrated players in the NBA, period. And he's also probably the best guard. Yeah. He's probably the best perimeter defender there is in the NBA. Yeah. And
got him for nothing.
Exactly. And you got
except when he got a guard Jimmy Butler.
He's 6'3". Like, he's Jimmy Butler's 6'8".
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler also has something wrong with him. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you see his profile picture?
Exactly.
Something definitely wrong with him.
He's different.
He was emo this season.
Yeah, but now what I'm saying is, like, Drew. So, like, they have it set up perfectly. I ain't gonna lie, because, like, they can let Luka do whatever they want, but they have niggas that can guard every other nigga that's
facts.
Yeah, but the problem is, like I said, I just something in my mind to say Jason Kidd gonna out coach Mozzarella in these next few games, man. I feel like he's going to
Mozzarella.
I don't know that nigga name, man. He was an interim coach.
Mozzarella.
Oh, shit. That nigga.
Called that man a cheese stick.
No, because what's crazy is, like, man, he ain't deserve that job. He got fucked into that job.
Yeah, literally.
Bro,
shout out to Ume, man.
Shout out to Methuselah, whatever.
Yeah.
Because, look, you see what he did in Houston? They won 41 games. Them niggas ain't won shit in a while, bro.
And you see how happy he been since he left Nia Long?
That's a wild thing to say.
It is, but it's true.
He out in Houston
going crazy.
I seen him, man.
He fucked me.
And Johnny Blaze, probably.
Johnny Blaze?
Johnny Blaze. Yeah, I seen her twerking in an apartment complex. I said, "Oh yeah, she definitely fucking
I think she probably happy too though.
What's the
of course.
The other dude named you Crops, Udoka. That's his name.
Yeah,
that's what we talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What you saying?
I'm saying like he having a time.
He having a time of life, and I feel like Nia fucking Jeezy. She fucking Jeezy.
Yeah, but Nia ain't the same Nia that we seen 25 years ago.
I don't give a fuck. Have you seen her?
I seen her.
Bitch tough. Yeah. She tougher now, if you ask me.
No.
She
I ain't saying that. Yeah, she seen
Lowry's.
Yeah, and who still use Lowry's on this shit? I ain't use Lowry's season.
Slap your mama.
Slap your mama and Badia. You hear me?
Is that not a thing? Like, niggas don't use Lowry's
now? Nah, I ain't use Lowry. I got it in the cabinet, but I ain't used it in a while.
Who the fuck you think he is?
You think you above that or something?
Nah.
What, you need gourmet seasoning?
Nah, I don't need gourmet.
He, you know, he the
Chef JJ.
He gonna put
Keith Lee got
in the bowl. He gonna whisk it. He gonna whisk it seasonings to get
a nice blend.
A nice blend.
That's your stupid ass.
Yeah, I'm so sick of this nigga. Where you leaving? Nigga just gonna tell me my Lowry's ain't shit.
Oh, I know you ain't got no Lowry's at the crib.
He ain't got nothing. You got some shit, not no Lowry.
Hey, that's good.
Salt and pepper, not seasoning, Justin.
No, it's not. What's crazy is she be getting the twists and salt and pepper and think she doing something. I'm like, you don't get the fuck.
The 50% less sodium adobo.
We got real adobo.
who do the cooking in your household?
Both of us.
That's scary.
I told you because like we have time set up, like we do Hello Fresh a lot. And we just take turns doing the meal. They easy. And hey, you have to cook though. No, just
you got real quiet.
I know who do the cooking in your house. It's you. And you wash the dishes. And you clean.
Who you talking? What are you talking about?
She got big dick energy around her. You know what I mean? Like, don't disrespect me, baby.
Then she got personal real quick. He was on the ropes.
And he come out swinging.
He got the click.
Nah, he got up off them ropes.
Rope a dupe.
Nigga, last episode, what did you say? He said some shit. He said, yeah, I love to say my wife this. I was like, yeah, because you are the wife.
Oh, shit.
So y'all rocking with the man.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, it's really Jason Kidd for me.
I think he's just going to out-coach.
Whatever cuz name. What is his first? What's his first fucking name? Is it Chris?
Ain't it Joe?
It is Joe. Joe Mazzulla. Yeah. Joe okay.
Your parents failed you.
Damn.
Like, nah, ain't he French or something?
I don't know. I thought he was Italian until I saw him be Italian.
They all the same color?
Nah. He went to West Virginia. He got a lot wrong with him.
Yeah, I mean, y'all the same color. Y'all
same
complexion.
So?
Yeah.
You think he a good coach for real?
Hey, can we
talk? Oh, he get put in a good situation.
And he's in.
Yeah,
he's
oh, no, he definitely he got good. Yeah,
MJ
yeah.
coach him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, no offense, but, yeah.
No offense.
Can we talk about Pat McAfee for a minute?
I don't think he did that well.
I mean, he called a spade.
He called him a queen of spades.
You said he referred to Caitlin Clark as that white bitch.
Did you watch the clip?
I did.
No, I didn't watch the clip.
Yeah, I mean,
the context of what he did, I get what he was trying to say.
Yeah, exactly.
It just came off terrible. Yeah. They fucked up putting him on ESPN in the first.
Yeah.
But do you see all the disclaimers they have for like?
Yeah.
Like,
have you ever watched the show?
No.
So at the beginning of it, they like put like you like look, it's cussing. It's a lot of shit.
Yeah.
They I ain't never seen ESPN put this mean disclaimer.
Never.
Never. Like, they basically say, like, you watch this at your own fucking discretion.
Yeah.
Like,
these are not our views.
Exactly.
I'm surprised he don't talk about Trump.
I think it's the opposite. I don't think he fucked with him.
I don't know.
I think other cuz do.
Who?
You know, AJ Hawk on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember AJ Hawk?
Yeah, I remember AJ Hawk for the Packers.
Yeah. Pat McAfee was good. Was Pat McAfee the one that got ran through by Sean Taylor?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it was a punter there, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, hey, this whole time I thought this is the antivirus name.
Fauci?
No.
That's the joint on the computer.
Right, yeah. Like, the virus protection.
No, nah, but that nigga had some other shit. Didn't they have a documentary on that nigga? What's his name?
Pat McAfee.
His name was Pat McAfee too, right?
No, you thinking the nigga that was in the Army that played in the NFL?
Nah, I'm talking
that
about...
That nigga said Pat Tillman.
That's what the nigga that owned the fucking...
I don't know his name.
Like, antivirus protection shit. Like...
I don't know
his first name.
Bro, you think I got virus protection?
Nah,
that laptop.
A through Z.
But now, like, Pat McAfee just, oh man, I feel like we protecting her a little much.
Caitlin Clark?
Yeah, they protecting her a lot. Can't nobody say nothing bad about her without being, like,
you a hater.
You a hater if you say something bad about her. Bro. Her neck strong. Like, I can't say that without being a hater.
Bro, we got
her shoulder strong.
We got to protect our women, bro.
John McAfee, my bad.
John McAfee. Yeah.
John McElroy?
McAfee, boy.
It was John McElroy. Yeah. But not like what?
But Matt Barnes made a very valid point though. Like he was like, where the fuck are her teammates?
Have like, you seen them?
They yeah. want her to get beat up. Like,
and
bad
and that's the crazy win. Thing. Like, I ain't even gonna say.
Cause Draymond was like, they need an enforcer, and like the girl that like pushed Kayla down was like, "Nigga, grow the fuck up."
Kennedy, my thing is Carter.
Like, I'm. Let's call it for what it is.
Who is watching this?
No, I'm just. All right, like. What's crazy and what's crazy is I'm still not watching it, but I'm following. I'm keeping up with it.
I watched that game. It was the only thing on at 1 p.m. on a Saturday, bro. I watched that game. I'm not trying to be funny.
I'd rather cut grass.
It's sort of like golf.
Now, like, seriously, I cut on Hulu and I was like, and it was on. I was like, Sky in the FIBA. I'm like, oh shit, Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark. And so I cut it on. And what happened was that was a Big Shawty first game back. What's the, can they
Cardosa.
And she was eating somebody alive on the FIBA. Like she didn't even start. I was like, okay, but then I turned the game off because it got boring. But I'm being real. Like I'm. This is my personal opinion. I can't watch. I don't have the attention span.
I do not have anything against women's basketball. Just the WNBA, and I don't know why. I watch women's college basketball, but the WNBA.
What is it?
I don't know.
I think if they made the WNBA like high school basketball where the girls play first and then the boys play, if they made the season at the same time, maybe they'd get a little bit more traction.
The traction is happening.
I mean, it's happening.
It's happening in front of us.
Because like Pat McAfee said, that one white woman.
Now he did not say that.
Well, what did he say?
He said that one white bitch from Iowa.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what he said.
What's crazy is when it happened, it was a lot going on ESPN that day because Stephen A. got in a heated debate with the bald head thing.
Monica Midnight.
Yeah.
And
she got some soup coolers, too.
But like it was,
you know, it's a natural
aphrodisiac. But like it was a lot because that happened at 10, then McAfee come on right after and he went with this route, like,
yeah.
And it's like I don't know why Caitlin Clark is causing such an uproar when they are putting up numbers in the WNBA. Like I'm talking about like attendance numbers, she's like breaking attendance records.
Break the record for a game, you're going to stop this, okay? From 400 to 700, who cares?
Is it? Bro, so they have 20,000 people at these games.
Yeah, they do. And it's because, if we're being truthful, it's because of several players like Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. Bro, like, think about it like this. They showed where the Indiana Fever, for the first time, flew to a game on a charter airplane. Before that, they was traveling by bus like the Temptations. Like, they was traveling from Indiana to Los Angeles via Greyhound. Like,
like a Greyhound.
Yeah. Six stops before they got to L.A. like for real.
My thing
is like, bro, y'all hating on this woman, bro. She's bringing more attention to the.
It's his draft class.
Yes, it's all in all. But Pat McAfee's his point was it's not the draft class. It's all about Caitlin Clark.
Yeah,
but you got people watching Caitlin Clark, her fans, and you got the other people that are watching her fail. So
yeah.
I want to see what she's going to do, and so they can talk about her. If she does good, it's
she's not going to fail.
She hit 7-3 last night, 9-4 last night.
People also got to put in perspective. She was drafted number overall for a reason, because that team fucking sucks.
Yeah.
They got the number one pick for a reason.
Yeah.
You what do you think? Like, no, if I get it, because women's basketball at some, especially at a point, there was such a talent discrepancy. UConn won like 8 different championships in like a 9 year span.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was a talent discrepancy across college basketball.
It was.
And just women's basketball, period, because then once they went to the NBA, like whoever was the best player won.
Like, so if we being honest, right? And I hate to say this, man. I really do. But let's say Caitlin Clark had one more year eligibility, right? And she stayed at Iowa.
I wouldn't blame her. But she made more money
there. Absolutely not. And then Flaw J out of LSU went number one. Do you really think the traction with the WNBA
can I be real with you? Flaw J is not better than Caitlin Clark.
I know that. But what I'm saying,
he's saying is, if it Caitlin was out the way, wasn't gone. Yeah.
It wouldn't be this much talk about the WNBA, in my opinion.
Because what's crazy is like when the draft was happening, and they was like, yeah, Angel might go number 7. I said, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I was confused. Yeah, me too. Because like, I just watched the last 2 years, and Angel was running shit. Then I end up putting in perspective, you remember the year like they won the championship, she wasn't in consideration for no awards. Come to find out, this bitch had bad grades. So she couldn't get no awards. I didn't realize that was the reason. Because like, you know, because she was the, even though Caitlin was like, out there, but like to me, that year before, Angel was the face.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
because that's even if we think about it, like I think before Caitlin Clark broke the record for most points by a collegiate woman player. I think for women, I think the record holder was Kelsey Plum. Beforehand, or if it wasn't Kelsey Plum, like Kelsey Plum is up there.
Yeah, she's my favorite player.
She tough. I ain't gonna lie to you. She tough.
Yeah, I want her.
But like, I don't even remember so much hype about her coming out.
Kelsey was a problem at Washington.
But do you remember it being as much hype when she came out?
She was the number one pick. Yeah.
So was Caitlin.
It wasn't.
I know, but it won't.
They got to generate something.
Because then after that, I don't know if you remember Sabrina. I don't know how to say her last name.
Yeah.
She was the next hype, too. Okay. Right after that. She was getting triple doubles in college.
Because I'm going to be real with you. I don't even remember this much talk when Asia Wilson came out.
Who?
Asia Wilson.
I'm playing. She the best thing
smoking. She is the best thing smoking in WNBA. Like,
have y'all seen the U.S. national team list that came out?
Yeah.
They met some for the women. Caitlin, who you gonna take off?
No, yeah, like Caitlin didn't deserve to be on that team. I'm sorry.
She got her time later.
Cause like based on what she's been doing in the WNBA, she shouldn't be on that team.
Yeah,
like,
she's not even the best rookie right now in the WNBA. No. I seen the list they put out had that white girl,
Cameron.
Yeah,
Cameron Brinks.
Yeah,
yeah, they called the White Howard.
The White Howard.
The white.
She did say she feels like she has like the white rookies have a certain privilege.
I don't think that's the case. That's what she said. She said,
yeah.
But it's just who's the number two pick? Y'all tell me.
I can't remember. Was it Carnivorous?
What's her name? Cardoso.
It was Cameron Brink. It was Cameron Brink, right?
She went number two.
It was Brink and then
Cardoso, right? Okay,
yeah, I was gonna say Cardoso went 3.
So here's the thing. So this is the point we're trying to make. This class right here is the. So what Jeff T compared it to was that he basically was saying like
this is an 03 draft class for the NBA.
Now he's saying like this is like she the Jordan.
Cardoso.
She the Jordan.
I love it.
Like, she... So, like,
Who's the Jordan?
Caitlin. What he's saying is, because of the way the NBA timeline shook out, like, the NBA really kind of took off... It was taking off with Magic and Bird, but it really took off with...
Jordan.
With Jordan. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird was the Magic and Larry Bird, whereas Caitlin's coming along as... She's going to be the face that really takes the WNBA off. And I see it.
That's a huge gap, though.
It was a huge gap then, too, kind of. In perspective. Because,
like, they came out in 80, right?
Who?
Magic and Bird.
79.
79, yeah.
But they ain't really, and like...
Jordan came out in 86. 84. I feel like Diane Taurasi been playing since the WNBA.
I feel like we was in middle school. No, I feel like we was in middle school.
Is she 40? Yeah. What? 41 now?
Is she 41? That the bitch old now.
No, for sure.
No, I feel like Diana Taurasi played when I was in middle school.
Like, she's been playing college for a minute.
And so that's what I'm saying. So you got to think about it. So the reason he said it is because even though Jordan came out in 84, but he ain't really, like, the NBA didn't take off to like 90. I'd say 89, 90.
Okay.
When Jordan really took off.
Yeah.
41.
She's 41? That's fucking ridiculous.
She'll be 42 on Tuesday.
Bitches take care, better care of their body than us, man. How many 41-year-old niggas you know in the NBA? Who the oldest nigga in the NBA? Al Horford?
LeBron James.
Oh, it is LeBron James. LeBron James. I'd be forgetting that nigga old, too.
Yeah, he's a unicorn.
39.
He'd be 40. He literally was playing when I was in middle school in the NBA. He got drafted when I was in middle school.
You about to go to high school.
Or were you a freshman in high school?
Nah, I didn't go to high school until 04. So, yeah. That shit nasty.
It is, man.
Shout out to the WNBA, breaking records every day.
That bitch had 20,000 people in D.C. That's nasty.
But my thing is, I get it. Like, everybody's trying to make a point. Well, all of the women in the WNBA are trying to make a point when they play against her. But, like, that cheap shot shit that she took, you know, against Chicago.
Yeah.
Bro, that shit was uncalled for.
We don't know what,
like,
she said before that, though.
We don't. She could have called her a nigga or some shit like that.
We'd have known that. Like,
I know she didn't call a nigga, but I'm saying, I ain't talking about the bad shit. She could have been talking shit all game. Cause let's be real, we play sports. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck what. If a nigga been talking shit, no matter how disrespectful it was, even if you just talking shit, we gonna get him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But act like a lady.
And think
have a little
like
bit
a
more
man.
Class.
Ain't that the reason we don't want to watch the sport?
Because it's too soft.
Because they play like they out there playing like women.
It's the misleading.
We want them to play like niggas.
I don't want them to play like niggas.
Well, what the fuck? What do y'all want?
That's the problem.
For it to dissolve. No, I'm playing.
Nah, it's like, you know, Shawty faced backlash on whatever her name is, Kennedy. I hate how it's spelled.
Yeah.
They went to a hotel like the next night and like some white man was yelling obscenities at her.
Oh.
Yeah, I could believe it.
We can talk about Power Pop, that nigga for real.
Mm-hmm.
Who need to die?
The daddy.
Speaking of dying, I thought Adrian Bronner died last night. Boy, my God.
That nigga said, man, I done caught bodies and I ain't been in jail yet. Yeah.
Boy.
His career over.
Oh, it's been over.
Yeah, then he called dude out of his name, the F word.
Ooh.
He called him.
During Pride Month.
It's an F word. Oh. Yeah.
That's, even and I wouldn't then, say that.
Yeah, like.
not this month.
Now, how you. Yeah. And then you got spun around in that ring.
Like a merry-go-round.
He spun you.
Yeah, that's. Who career. Yeah,
he was doing the Tamia dance. Yeah.
Who, his career over and the other black dude career over.
Wilder. He got spun around.
He really got spun around.
2 weeks ago, yeah. Like, he washed.
Yeah.
They're done.
I would never pay for either to watch either one of them fight.
Pay. Like, they're going to be fighting on ESPN now.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they'll make the Portes, bro. They be showing them real Mexicans fighting up that bitch.
Yeah. What's crazy?
Bro, if you don't shut that damn bag.
Chew
away from the mic.
Yeah, like.
That nigga sucking on the non-shirt. He's
softening
it like a baby.
Yeah. So the salt off of him. Boy, that boy is crazy.
What's his name? What's Big Cuz's name? You know he was beating his lady too.
Kendrick Lamar.
Mike Tyson.
Him too, but the one they just lost.
Wilder,
yeah. Same shit.
To this day.
I feel like he ain't been right since that.
Yeah, that big stupid ass nigga.
I never liked him.
You never liked him? Why?
Because he couldn't box. He's been whooped since, bro. Like, yeah.
He's out there fighting. Like,
He not even fight. He just like, I'm going to throw this one punch, and if it works, like, work, if it don't,
ever
it don't.
Since he came out here in that black bandana talking that bullshit, he been getting his ass cooked.
That really, yeah. Like, that was like, that was the downfall of him. To the Titan. Yeah. Man.
Titan. What's
it? Tyson Fury. God damn.
You got a little too hard on that chip, huh? It's on your mustache to be.
He got a throat full of salt.
Nah, that was chip. That was a chip.
No.
That was chip part.
Niggas ain't shit. Yeah. This nigga's in here dying.
I would have gave him the Heimlich if necessary.
He's in here dying. Y'all making jokes. Yeah. Bro, niggas ain't shit, man.
I'm getting cooked.
You look like that, man. I can see it.
Dog, Deontay Wilder got fucking spun around in that bitch. Yeah. Whole time Tyson Fury got spun around. Like, all these niggas getting beat up, bro. Yeah. Like I was
surprised about Fury. I ain't know what's his name, Usyk game. So I ain't know like he was like that. But no. we saw that not the last Tyson Fury Wilder fight, but the second one I think it was.
They fought three.
One we here. Right? I think they fought three. Yeah. We saw the second one here. So I was like, I thought Fury was like that.
I did too.
Yeah, but Usyk like was giving him the business.
The bid naive.
Yeah.
Like, I think they supposed to fight again, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they had like a clause. I think they fighting in November.
Speaking of boxing, Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
Who you got?
They're rescheduled.
No, November, yeah.
Who you got?
I just feel like he gonna pay Mike Tyson to take a dive.
No. They say Tyson overdosed on a Viagra pill or something. That's why they had pushed it back.
Oh, he had an ulcer, nigga.
Same shit. One too many.
That nigga is, or 60.
Is that what they said to cover it up?
Yeah.
You know the doctor told me.
You gonna learn, dude.
That nigga.
You gonna die by them.
Blood pressure through the roof.
Yeah. You that hungry nigga?
Hey, you gonna do the dance by them chips, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, them fish bowls was like $8. Yeah. They made that shit shake.
Hey, what's the best summer anthem?
Ever?
Miami.
Ever.
Miami.
That's what I was going with.
Really?
That's
Jim Jones?
Yeah. That's what I was going with.
Like our own diary.
I thought you were going to say Will Smith, Summertime. Oh, that's your steelo.
That was fire, too.
Though. I think Miami better than Summertime.
Yeah. Summer with Miami?
No. I'm talking about like...
Hey, Will Smith.
Yeah.
Welcome to
I'm taking Get Jiggy With It over Summertime.
Nah. Getting jiggy with
it. Best Summertime anthem. You really taking that over Summertime?
Yeah. Mm.
What's yours? No Letting Go. No Holding Back.
No. Wait, one.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey,
you can say Tim's new joint.
No.
Hey, Sean had some shit. Sean Paul.
Mm-hmm.
He had like two something.
Have you seen his tiny desk?
No, I'm good.
I seen
it. Was it good, though? I like Tiny Desk before.
They did Jeezy wrong, though.
I never seen it. I don't know why.
They had a bunch of white folk in the crowd that never heard of Jeezy.
Nah, it's single song.
So, because, like, the Usher shit was done perfectly because they had bitches in the crowd. Then you had a whole bunch. Like, Tiny Desk concerts would be lit. Wu-Tang shit was lit.
I ain't seen that one.
It's kind of old. One of the best ones is, I know Mac Miller has a good one.
Wale joint was pretty good.
I'm good on that one.
Yeah. That nigga smoking his fingertips. Right. By any means.
That's Lloyd back there. Man, I like some anthem, cause like my thing is, man.
Uchi Wally?
You know what's crazy, bro? You know what's some anthem I'm taking over all of? I'm taking Fuck You Mean.
Yeah.
That was last summer.
Yeah.
Gunna?
Yeah. You really put Jim Jones? Y'all better get the fuck out of my face.
Jim Jones shit was fire, bro.
He had a good little album run.
That's a summer with Miami. And he had R. Diddy on it? Yeah.
Yeah.
He was
the fourth best depth set nigga.
He might have been the sixth.
He might have been sixth.
Y'all taking free Ezekiel?
Yeah. Yeah. It ain't rapped a word, nigga.
And what's the other nigga, Max B?
I'm not taking Max B. I'm taking J.R. Ryder.
Max B. Lord.
Yeah, he could. He was like the first nigga with flavor. He was like the first Gunner.
Yeah.
The first Quavo.
Well, Chad still ain't said who you gonna say.
Cause he didn't really spend a sum over here till he was 15.
By that time,
yeah. Buju Bantan.
Now, what's your favorite summer song? What makes you feel like what's something you gonna play outside when you cooking on the grill?
Got the money. Yeah, he already said that.
That's a banger.
It is a banger.
I ain't playing that shit, man.
I don't know.
Well,
something Drake.
What? Does Drake have a song?
Yeah. Back to back. That wasn't something.
That wasn't something.
Oh.
He put out that and Charge, though. I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Back to back, literally.
What's this shit he got with Sexy Red right now? You My Everything?
That's nasty, man. That song sucks.
I like it.
Drake verse fire.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the song Drake, is like, the song, you got to fast forward.
BBL, yeah. Jesus.
I'm just mad that song, that shit dropped and we did not make the joke when it happened. It was such an easy joke for us to make and we didn't make it. He distracted us.
Yeah.
He was like, you know who I think when this back. Like he kept he was like, yeah, let's listen to it together. Like, yeah, he was distracting us. He's smart.
He dodged the bullet.
And he read though, cause like nigga, we was in the like we was on vacation, niggas did not have to work. We had the perfect man.
Bodies.
Who's the biggest killer on TV?
Tariq.
Let's talk about it.
No, hold on. We can do a 2-for-1 next week.
Nah, man, I'm so sick of your shit, man.
Like, bro, this is the first time I've been late with Power, man. Chill.
He can do that shit all the time.
Nah, don't.
That nigga went from Tariq St. Patrick to John Wick quick.
John Wick Patrick.
Hey, look.
John Wick Patrick.
Yeah, I swear. I forgot what I
Who
was.
Who the latest about. Nigga on the show, though, for real?
The brother.
Drew.
Which one?
What is gay ass?
No.
Bro, Brady come on.
Oh, not, my fault. Not this one?
Nah, right. Like, you should have seen how he lost that fight.
Yeah, Drew the lamest nigga on
the I can't wait to see the episode so you can see who he lost the fight.
I want to watch that shit tonight.
No, I'm going to tell you who the lamest.
Kane.
No, the son that got killed. What's her name?
Yeah, he can't. He don't need no
the son?
I know you're talking about.
Pause.
Yeah.
He was so wet.
Yeah, I think he was.
His face was strong.
Yeah, he went from sacks to suck real
sucking sacks.
Sacks gave me this. Bloop, bloop. More fire.
Hey, bro, like. Not to get too deep into it, but like, because I don't want to give it away, but like, what? I don't get. Where is Michael Ealy going to come from?
I have no idea. And for this to be the last season that you want to introduce that nigga, like, why?
If he dies episode 3, I'm cool.
What's crazy is the way they introduced him was real nasty.
Yeah.
Because like, I thought they were going to try to tie it into some shit that Tariq did before or that James did before.
Yeah.
But it sounds like nobody had nothing. I think he's just a vigilante cop trying to kill people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to take people down just for the fuck out, but whatever.
Maybe.
Come on, Mo. Both of them showing up was, dang it.
That's who really need to die, Mary J. I was.
I'm not going out like this.
Yeah. I was really hoping she would.
And then Zeke looked lame, man.
Yeah.
He sounded articulate.
Yeah, about time.
He still got his hair dyed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think we can't really talk about it.
Yeah.
Nah. I can't wait for you to watch it, because, like...
I think you're going to be more pissed off at it than... I like it.
It was a good episode.
It was a great way to start.
It was
the final season.
Like, usually they try to, like...
Lead up to
they
some try shit.
To like ease you in.
Some shit, they said, fuck that. Here we go, right now.
No, okay.
They kind of had to go this route because the way it ended.
Yeah,
the ending week for real. Okay. Yeah. But you know who number two? Anya Covington. That bitch was lame. Noma daughter.
Yeah.
Bitch was lame as fuck. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She should have died the way
Olivia's
bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. So like it's weird like watching this, like how like Power keep pumping out shows, but P Valley ain't been on TV in 3 years.
I'm gonna be real with you. I'm kind of good on P Valley
now because it's been so long.
Hey, this shit was getting real.
Pride month.
Yeah, yeah.
Now what happened was they strayed away from what brought people there.
They did. It went from P Valley to D Mountain.
Ain't yeah. no mountain.
Yeah.
Long.
What is with your animosity?
What? I don't want to see that shit on my TV. I'm just saying, bro. See Murder? And then you told me he played that show?
Clipped.
I said See Murder. Well, Lil Murder.
Can I be real, though?
What's up?
His acting was good in P-Valley.
You think those acting?
He played a good game. Yeah,
he did.
Hey, back about the speaker, man.
I think that the dude who played it even better gay than he did.
Because he is.
No, not him. The one that got mad at Lil Murder.
Oh, yeah.
Gutter. I put her on. I see me with him. No see you on. Nah, he did not play gay good.
You don't think so?
Nah, he played prison gay good.
That's the type of gay.
And what's crazy, like him and like it's crazy. These niggas like both of them. Like I'm saying, like it's niggas like that.
In real life, yeah.
Yeah. Lil Murder out here catching bodies for real, and like
both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we can be talking about how like they're not making it work. They're not making it work, but power pumping them out. That's my whole season. Cause I'm willing to bet, as soon as this shit go off, Tommy shit gonna pop back up in like September. Hey,
that's the show that I'm looking forward to.
They ended it good.
Too. Yeah,
they got half of the last season airing whatever amount of weeks. And they got a blowtorch, nigga. Your lips is gonna be black. But
if it hit one of them front braids, hey, Marcus Houston.
Roger. Feeling free.
Yeah.
But the second half of the season come on in September.
I hate when they do that too, man.
Second half of what season?
Ghost. But, you know.
I think this season going to be like 15 episodes.
It's because of the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it's something like 15, 20 episodes. Cause I think they had to squeeze two seasons into one or some shit.
Gotcha.
Excited.
Yeah. Nigga, stuff. You didn't watch the first one. You don't binge it.
You bitch made boy. Hold on, man. Like,
Bonte boy.
Yeah.
Nah,
remember when we did Dominican Republic and that was one of the rules? He said, no Bonte boy. Yeah. Rude.
Dang.
Like, Juan almost left.
Shout out to him. Whoever that nigga.
He tucked his jersey in. Well, now he folded his sleeves up on a basketball jersey.
Oh, now dog, yeah. Mm-hmm. He can't go nowhere else.
I told him, I said, maybe it's a blessing that you didn't come, because I just be like, the two of y'all niggas together would have wreaked fucking havoc. Y'all niggas would have.
Like,
he was out of control.
Yeah,
I ain't that.
Yeah, I've seen you in real.
Cause form. You go rogue quick.
Yeah,
you go rogue quick.
You're rogue.
Yeah, proud boy.
Like nigga, I remember we went to Charlotte and like you ain't a menace, but like you not Kane and old dog, but you know, I ain't going out like yeah, like you look over like. This nigga is, pelvis to pelvis on one girl in a red jumpsuit. He got the red jumpsuit on. And ain't gonna go to Colin tell that man business live on there. Yeah, that nigga ended up in Oregon.
I was not in North Carolina no more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He go rogue. I rogue with him. That's why I say rogue. Like I,
you see, he didn't pick up the phone today when we was calling.
Yeah, he you a hoe.
Pick up the phone, baby.
What's the next topic?
You want?
I didn't pick up the phone.
You shave your shit.
Hey, look, Black said only pick up for real niggas, and he don't pick up for Justin Chan. I said,
I did not see that.
You scared of him?
I ain't scared of him.
Quit acting like a chick. Come on.
Hey, he been scared of me.
That's crazy.
I know you used to you and Kareem used to beat that.
One time I hit him in the ribs and it hurt his ribs. Like, he kept fucking with me, though, man. What was it? Downies?
The Downies.
Yeah, leave me the fuck alone. Not slam. Not you punch him. One of y'all.
Something like that.
Fuck that nigga too.
He, because... How you go rogue? This nigga used to play too much when he got drunk, man. Don't leave nobody alone, man. All right, look, we need to get ready to go out. He trying, he like slapping on you and shit. Like, all right, go ahead, man. We gotta go. So
I was drunk as fuck that night too. Yeah, you remember Shorty came in there with her King Sierra dress on?
Yeah. What an orange.
So. Well, I said, God, yes. Damn.
I said, you are 25 years old with a Kingsley Adder dress.
Bell of the ball.
That shit was nasty.
Yeah.
Why she wear that?
Culture.
She probably one of the worst dressed people we know, though.
They said that, like, they wear wedding dresses to the laundromat.
To the laundromat?
Soccer, that's just what I heard. And soccer shoes.
Can't believe he said that in 2005.
Exactly, and it holds true to this day.
That nigga said, Diddy said he did he like the party, and you got to tell him no.
You got to tell him no. Hey, look, so what's the top three annoying things women do?
Talk.
Damn. Something weird you find
in this. I'm just playing. Ask questions.
Huh?
Ask questions.
I think Justin said breathe.
Ask questions, yeah.
Nah, because a lot of... when they ask questions, they don't ask it
talk
out of...
to me.
They don't ask questions. Sometimes they don't ask questions to...
you feel like they're...
They don't ask questions to gain knowledge. They ask questions just to be like...
You feel like it's rhetorical questions?
Exactly. They're being dicks.
Okay, like, one of the most annoying things to me is when she say, do you love me? And annoying.
Yeah, because I'm here.
What if I said no? What if the answer was no? How do you think that would play out? Do you love me? No.
Because you can't beat your ass, right?
You know how it would play out?
Yeah.
You know how it would play out?
What?
One thing that annoys me the most, they connect invisible dots.
I feel like they create a reality.
Exactly. What you're talking about. He just don't know how to articulate it the way you do.
Yeah, they create a reality, live in it, and then
I know.
You don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
They'll make some shit up now.
Yeah.
Wake up.
I bet Kareem the whole time got a whole whiteboard in your crib behind the bed. You don't know nothing about. She and that connected dot.
Yeah.
Nah, because a lot of, I get what you're saying. Like, what's the other one? Like, not do you miss me, but like.
Do you love me?
It's like, are you sure you miss me? Or I forgot something about miss me.
Do you love me? Why do you love me?
Are you in love with me? That's another one.
Are you in love with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit this one
out. You ain't ever been loved
before. I feel like it's all the same question.
Nah, because.
Nah.
What's another thing? Like, can we only say one thing? Like, what's another thing they do? Like,
want to talk on the phone.
We already talked about that. I really do feel like it's not shutting the fuck up. Now I'm playing.
They don't want nothing until you're doing something.
Not knowing where you want to eat. That's the one.
Yeah.
Cause like my thing is
whatever you want.
Yeah.
I want a steak. I don't want that.
Exactly. If that's the case, then you should make a goddamn decision.
Yeah. and stick with it.
Because I say I don't want nothing real. Yeah. I'm good. Fuck it. Now me the one that was eating.
Think I'm gonna make a ham sandwich. I'll go real niggerish in that house real quick. I'll fry bologna. She ain't never had nothing.
What is this mystery meat?
She ain't never had nothing like that.
Mystery meat.
Man.
I've never seen a flat.
I grew up poor. I'll find some shit now.
Nah, for real.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'll figure something out.
Yeah.
So for God, I'll figure something out.
Yeah. It's called, girl, you better make a decision. Because if I make it, I'll ruin both our day.
How come women have no sense of direction? Like, you could literally ask them where they at.
It's hereditary.
It's hereditary?
It's because their grandma won't give them shit. And their great grandma. What I'm saying is because, back, I saw somebody today was like, this. I don't feel this way, but somebody was like, your grandma never used to get their ass beat. I might bring that back. my thing is, I really feel like, they say, we were Neanderthals and, shit got passed down over generation. I feel like back in the day, because women weren't allowed to do nothing. What's crazy is our granddaddies didn't have no cheese and was directing these women, and they should not have been directing these women.
Yeah.
Our granddaddies weren't, not my granddaddy cool, but you know what I'm saying, the ones before them, they ain't had shit.
Like, you ask a woman where she at?
I'm over here somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, Riley. Where? You on 40, 440? You on Glenwood?
They don't know how.
I mean,
I don't think none of them know how.
But she catch a flat tire unless you sharing locations. You don't know where the fuck she at.
That's our problem.
I'm over here by the state, and you know where we've been over there. Remember that time we went to?
What's crazy is, scientifically, women are supposed to be smarter than men.
They are. They just,
they use their smarts for other things.
They don't have logic. Yeah. They don't have logic.
Like connecting those invisible dots that I was talking about.
Jeez.
You give them an algebra problem. But if you give them a word problem, they're fucked.
Yeah, ask them to put together.
If Johnny had five algebra.
Yeah, ask him to put together a table. Watch what happens.
Mm.
Stop.
That's why I don't order from IKEA now.
Wait, what?
That's why I don't order from IKEA now.
I make sure we order shit that only take one Allen key.
This is definitely one Allen key.
One Allen key put everything together.
I feel you.
And everything is labeled 1A.
Yeah.
B, 2.
I hate when 1A and the 2, they look alike, but they might be slightly different. Very slightly.
But
where are you going back?
But yeah, what's some other things though?
I talk about it right now. I know, so let's talk about it now. Tell me something.
I think everything else is cool. I think everything is good.
I mean, life cool, man. Once you get to a certain age, relationships are just the same shit over and over.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. You gotta have patience.
That's true.
You really gotta just have patience. Some days I just be having to breathe and be like, you know what? I ain't going nowhere. Okay. You know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying, though. It's just I know what I got myself into.
Yeah.
I mean, patience is definitely the key.
Yeah. Consistency, too.
It's hard, though. It's hard as hell.
Men don't have patience.
Nah. I know I don't.
Not many men have patience. He has patience. I don't know where he gets it from. Meat section.
I don't know. I'll be tearing most of
I think that's what it is. Like, it's still carefree. Yeah. Is it what?
His prize side.
Good. Nah, I really think working at Food Line was dirty. He's crazy. That nigga said in the deli.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We got anything else?
Nah, that was it. I mean, we could still...
Hey, that nigga was finna skedaddle on.
Yeah, you ready?
Nigga, it's 1 a.m.
Nah, for sure.
1:25.
Right?
Yeah, I think we got 30 more minutes.
You better shut your ball head.
How long we been?
59 minutes and 19 seconds. Really? We right on time.
Right on time.
Right on time.
I really didn't think, I thought...
It felt like
10
minutes.
I really didn't feel like that long.
It sure fuck feel like an hour and a half.
Well, I've seen I'm smoking. No, you back.
Huh?
Yeah, it is. You back to Fat Chad.
I'm back to Fat Chad?
Fat Chad or not. Neck weak as shit.
Like a newborn.
Yeah, like... Hold his neck. Hold his neck.
Oh my God.
Hey, y'all niggas rude as fuck, man.
Hold that baby neck.
Man, y'all rude as hell.
One disclaimer, like, I want y'all to understand, like, I know always 5 o'clock, the whole meaning behind it was for us. Always 5 o'clock having a drink with our friends, being able to spend time with each other, things like that. This might be the first episode we've done drunk in a long time.
We started drunk.
Yeah, because usually we drink during the episode. This time we went and got drunk before that.
Yeah, I think everybody's sipping water or some type of.
Yeah, shit, I'm still drinking.
And now, I'm drinking water out of a getting drunk bridesmaid cup. I don't give a fuck no more.
With rainbows on it.
Yeah, I don't care.
You know, we support.
Yeah, watch me jack right now.
Mental health awareness month?
That shit don't matter.
Is that really?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm
are
fine.
Are you okay?
I'm all right.
That word.
Are you okay? No, you just gotta check on each other, man.
I feel like they placed it weird.
Yeah, you see the money that we get?
What's wrong
what you
with
doing
you?
For Juneteenth?
I forgot all about it. See?
Probably. I got a random Wednesday off.
Yes.
Yeah.
They get y'all Juneteenth off?
Mm-hmm. That's a federal holiday.
That's what's up. Fidelity.
Yeah. Let me tell people where I work.
Yeah.
Might put my dashiki on, I guess.
You definitely are.
Yeah.
I was just saying to somebody maybe yesterday or today, like, what the fuck? last week it was like Tuesday and you had on a fucking golf polo Omega shirt playing golf. And
that was
like,
2 weeks ago.
I was like,
Three weeks ago.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
golf tournament?
Bro, what do you even, yeah. Like?
That's nasty.
Nigga, it was Tuesday at 1 in the afternoon. Like, you don't work?
It was a Thursday.
It was a Thursday because I had called him. And he's like, man, I'm playing golf. Said,
yeah.
You know how to play golf?
Bro, that was only my second time ever playing.
Well, my mom said, you had an Omega polo?
Yeah.
That shit was pissing me off. I'm like,
was it bro, polo or
like, why or? Am I paying all these fucking taxes? Does this nigga be out here doing this shit?
You pay taxes?
Like a motherfucker. Like, I feel like I gotta pay more than most citizens.
It's because you make a lot of money.
I know. Yeah.
Let me
saying.
Tell y'all something, all right? He showed us his W-2. But anyway, like, did y'all specially order those?
Mm-mm. Where I get it? I got it from a
Three Sisters Embroidery.
A council meeting or something.
I just, you're a little too deep in.
Yeah, Leo's too.
Yeah, for sure.
They didn't even know what they should like.
Yeah, I remember he used to lead a show.
I wasn't even on the show.
I mean, one time he came in there with a donut and sat on it. I said, damn, that's wild. I said, damn, I thought he went pride.
Anyway. He went pride.
Oh, man. But mental hairiness, that don't go to Ugly Monkey before we record.
I told him we need to go to Legends next time.
We're Legends.
Ain't that a gay club?
I don't even know what that is.
You walk by it on the way to the car. I said, yeah, we need to go there next time. He said, look, rainbow. I said,
yeah, that shit had every color under the sun.
What's wrong with that?
If that's what you into.
Like, I just feel like
I don't think you're welcome there.
I'm just saying, I just he feel might like be. If you wouldn't go into a gay club, you're like homophobic.
Why would I?
I didn't say I wouldn't go. I don't think we're allowed.
No. Why would I want to go into a gay club?
If you won't go in there,
let's stop the convo because he about to.
I'm asking. Like, if I'm vegan, why would I go into a Brazilian steakhouse?
All right, I holler, y'all. You ain't gonna piss me off.
I'm just saying, like,
if the sign say whites only. Yeah.
Nah, like it not you.
So, yeah. Like, let's go for your birthday.
In the winter? You wild. When it's cold outside?
You want to experience it.
For what?
Exactly.
That nigga said, if I'm vegan, why am I going to? They got other stuff there, Derek.
Like, hey. Cancel.
Yeah.
They got. Okay.
You got that pineapple with the cinnamon on it.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Most steakhouses have a salad bar.
Okay. Yeah,
same thing with Brazza when Brazza was open.
Okay.
I'm just saying they got vegan options.
Okay.
So you saying they got straight ops?
I just don't see the point of.
Would you be a, like? How you think the bouncers feel? Do you think they feel conflicted, or do they feel like I don't know?
Why would they be conflicted?
Yeah,
conflicted.
It's a job. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, who the thick bitch up there, and then it's Mary.
But what if it's a gay bouncer?
It could be.
Yeah.
Are they strong?
It could be a stud.
Nah, yeah. You ever seen a gay person fight?
Nah, I don't.
Yeah, you did. And we'll talk about it afterwards.
We'll talk about it afterwards. Hey, we gotta go, man.
Yeah, they strong.
I see Rottrell now.
Listen, hey,
that's my dog.
So just in case we want to record again in June, take us out, MJ.
Bye, Derek. Bon voyage. We're better off without.
Take us out, Jason.
Oh,
I don't have no wisdom. I ain't got no wisdom tonight.
We should all be vegan, huh?
That nigga said he ain't going to a straight club because they ain't got no. They ain't going to no gay club. He ain't got no straight options, man. Let's just end the episode.
That's real. If you don't eat pork,
did you stop the episode?
If you don't eat pork, you ain't going to a barbecue hut.
So they don't want no mac and cheese.
You going to a barbecue hut just for mac and cheese?
Yeah, they might smoke that bitch.
Yeah.
You never had smoked mac and cheese?
They might put the pork.
Yeah.
Cook the pork in the mac and cheese.
Though. And I guess,
cornbread.
You never know what you like until you have it, right?
This is why I said stop the episode.
That's the vibe y'all giving me.
That's exactly why I said stop the that shit takes out on me.
I gotta try cracking. No, it ain't for me.
I need to try cocaine. Like, what the fuck wrong with you?
Maybe not crack.
Yeah,
but you know some other derivative of.
Cause they say like if somebody offer you $2 million to do cocaine, what you doing? Two of them hoes.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
Two lines.
Yes, sir.
And might do five.
And I'm gonna donate $1 million back to charity.
Yeah, I'm gonna be in there looking like Tommy Mama.
I'm buying Mo.
Being there looking like Tommy Mama.
Yeah.
Kate.
Tariq should have shot her last season.
Tariq?
Yeah. You remember he ran up her house looking for Tommy?
Yeah.
I would have shot her.
For what?
She needed to get shot.
Not killed, just shot.
Just nah, shot. At least need to get shot. Cut off the episode. I had something to say.
Yeah, we gotta go. All right. Probably 5 o'clock. It's your boy Chit Chat coming again.